Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. You know, we stay out of politics, even though I have an opinion like everyone else, and a strong one. We did, however, post a Facebook question to get your opinion on the meat tariffs imposed on China. Well, it angered some and confused some, and again, it's not political, but of great, no, tremendous importance to the cattle and pork sectors. Here's what the post said, quote, China, who imports 14% of U.S. beef, now faces a 56% U.S. beef tariff and an 81% tariff on pork, okay? 81%. Simple enough and just a question, but folks got vicious. My only input as a journalist would be I was in China and Hong Kong in 2018 on an ag journalism trip, and we got back to Seattle the day the first round of the Trump tariffs went into effect in July of 2018. On this trip, we had watched how hard the U.S. Meat Export Federation had worked to promote U.S. beef in supermarkets in China. Samples of U.S. steak on tiny American flags passed out to the masses. Hate to see all the gains we made go backwards, but we will see how it all plays out. Fingers crossed, in an eight checkers, it's chess.
It ain't got no gas in it.
That being said, yesterday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, April live cattle tip 370, closing at 198.92. June fat slipped 402 to 194.17. May feeder calves closed down 360 at 271.27. April contracts off $3 at 278.05. Remember, gentle listener, the nation's top live cattle sale at Stockman's Livestock will have the eyes and the ears of a nation tuned in to see how this will affect our live cattle and cash cattle sales across the Great Northern Beef Belt and beyond. See video details of upcoming sales and trends at Hot Barn Report on Facebook or TikTok. Do not forget, friends and neighbors, to keep it tuned in to this Tower of Power for more ag news and weather. The old Hot Beef Mobile is on the road today, westbound and down to the Thomas Ranch Bull Sale, Herald, South Dakota, right smack dab in the middle of nowhere. Hope to see you there. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying, keep eating that beef raised in the good old U.S. of A. How's about a big old 16-ounce grilled sirloin cooked extra rare on the barbecue tonight? Do it.
Well, that's probably an easy one. I like any cut of beef.
You have a good one.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Okalava Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Beef Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Minnesota cattleman and world champion steer wrestler J.D. Struxness talks about the benefits of using Purple Wave Auction.
You know, I love visiting with them. They do a fantastic job. They know their machinery. And, man, if you're in the market to buy anything, they are the easiest way and the most helpful people to get you what you need. It's as easy as the click of a mouse to get on there and buy something.
Anything and everything you need for your farming or ranching operation, all at super affordable auction pricing. Visit purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com.